Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday. Tiffany Irving joins us now, wealth advisor and our good friends at Mesiro. She's the one you just heard hitting the microphone. It's okay. It's the podcast, Tiffany. No big deal. How you doing?
Sorry about that. I'm good. Okay.
This is what the podcasts are all about.
I'm good. Thank you so much.
I'll hit mine too. See,
thank you. I feel better.
That's how we do it, right? Last week, live on the show, we talked about your money mindset and learned a lot about financial gratitude, things along those lines. But this one, let's kind of get down to brass tacks. It is the middle of November now. The end of the year, I cannot believe, is already coming up and coming up fast. Got a couple big holidays before then. But maybe that's a good reminder that since it's going to be busy in our personal lives with all the things that the holidays bring, let's think now about what to do before the end of the year. Good time to do it, right?
It is.
Important.
It's very important. Yeah. There's a lot of deadlines coming up that you need to be aware of.
There are. And you don't want to wait until the 30th or the 31st of December to try and figure this out. So how many lists you got on the checklist, by the way?
There's not too many.
Okay.
Right. There's really not too many. There's a lot. You can add a lot more, but really before December 31st, things to think about from tax planning, I think is number one. And I think about maximizing any tax advantage accounts that are available to you. If you aren't doing that already, or maybe you have bonus money coming in you weren't expecting, something like that, and you need to increase, take advantage of those pre-tax dollars that you can set aside.
Are we talking about, okay, let's look at the 401k, how much have we contributed? Could I amp it up a bunch to make sure I get to the cap this year? Is that one of the things you're talking about?
Exactly. You know, they're pretty high, $23,500. If you're over age 50, you get a little extra bump there. So paying attention to what those maximums are. Not everyone can do the full maximum. Okay, I understand that as well. But if your employer offers a match program in some way, try to put as much as you can to get that max. That's free money to you coming from your employer. So I would say try to at least hit that number if you can. And also think about what you're going to do for 2026. It might not seem like a big bump now, but if you can increase by 1% or 2%, it might be something you won't even notice on your paid stubs, but it will make a huge difference over time. So remembering to also increase it for the next year. But taking advantage of those pre-tax accounts is really, really important, because if you think about it, let's just say you make $70,000 and you put $7,000 in your 401k, now only $63,000 is taxable income to report, right? So it really does, dollar for dollar, bring down what you're going to have to pay in federal and state taxes, depending on what state you live in. So those dollars are really, really important.
And some people, I think, are going to get three paychecks in December. Let me just make sure before I lie to you here. Nope, I just lied to you, everyone. It's only two.
Everyone got excited.
Suffice to say, though, like, you can bump your contribution for one check up to like 50 or 60% as long as you don't go over the max overall. So you might take a hit that you may hate that for that, but like, try and get as much in before the end of the year as you can.
Right. If you can afford to do so, I think that would be fantastic. The other one are health savings accounts. I know we've talked about those on your program before. You love them.
Well, they're triple tax savings.
It's triple tax savings. But again, those are pre-tax dollars. So again, that comes off your total taxable income, paying less taxes every year. So that's an important one to think about if you can max that out as well. And that rolls over year to year, and you can use those as investment dollars if you're not using them for medical, right, dental, all of those things. So again, if you have the advantage where your employer offers those types of plans or your healthcare offers those types of plans, it's a great tax planning tool. You want to make sure you get those contributions in before the end of the year.
It's got to be a high deductible health plan. You can usually see it on your company's benefits websites. If it has HDHP next to it, you might be paying a higher deductible and a lower premium, and they built this HSA as a way to take advantage of that. And if you can, you can get up to a year. And you don't have to always go through your employer. You can set up your own account through a major brokerage, and then when your tax season comes along, you just let them know, hey, I put this much in my HSA, and it comes off the top.
You are like a recording for Mesiro. I love when I come here, because John has done this for so long with us.
I love HSAs.
He knows all of our talking points.
529s, though, too, because you get a state tax benefit for those.
529s, a state tax. Depending on what state you live in, yeah, pay attention to that if you're doing 529 planning. Your IRA and Roth IRA contributions aren't really due until April 15th.
Right.
But sometimes you want to get those in this year if you have the dollars available. You might want to do that, right, because of next year. Who knows what your planning looks like next year. You have time to make those decisions with your advisor and your accountant. But it is something to just start thinking about if you're going to do it before the end of the year for some reason.
It is nice they give us till April for those, simply because some of them are income limited, and to be able to ascertain exactly what your MAGI is before you do a Roth. Boy, I sound like I know what I'm talking about. I really don't. I've just read this a couple times. It is nice to have that extra little buffer. But yeah, the 401k, the 529s, that's December 31st.
That's December 31st. So you really have to be on those. And if anyone is talking to you about your advisor or your accountant is talking to you about Roth conversions, it's another one you've got to do before December 31st.
Right.
They're not, they don't always work for everyone. I know everyone's talking about them and there's a lot of articles out there. So you really have to understand your own income and tax situation before you're thinking about Roth conversion. So there's a lot of analysis there, but that is something that also has that 1231.
Speaking of acronyms, RMDs, that's before the end of the year, right?
Required minimum distributions. Yes.
Yeah.
If you are in that bucket where you are taking those required minimum distributions from your IRAs, those also have to come out by year end.
And if you don't, I mean, it's a big penalty.
Yes.
Look, it's not, you don't want to miss that.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll talk a little bit about something smart money moves before the end of the year that leads us straight into charitable giving, which, right, depending on what your required minimum distributions are, and if you are charitably inclined, you know, you may be able to use qualified charitable distributions, which are tax-free.
Well, we'll save that for the next
one.
Yeah.
That's a long one.
that one's more complicated. Anything else on the checklist we need to do before December 31?
No, I think that, well, the other thing I look at for our clients is tax loss harvesting. There's not a lot of losses out there in most people's portfolios now. But if you do, or if you have realized capital gains throughout the year by sales of some of your stock positions or mutual funds, whatever that looks like, just take a quick look at your portfolio if there are any losses that might be helpful to offset those
Portillo's
gains. Portillo's. Did I say Portillo's?
No, I did.
Oh, gosh.
No, yeah, you're not.
I was like, did I say Portillo's?
I'm saying Portillo's as someone who I'm just pointing. This is not financial advice.
Gosh.
I'm just saying I was looking at my portfolio, wondering where I could take some tax loss harvesting, and that one's near the top of the list for now. But you never know where it's going to go after this.
So pay attention to what underlying investments you have.
Right. The point is, I don't want to go over it too quickly. Tax loss harvesting, you claim the loss, the realized loss on that, and that can come down on your income overall. And there's a certain threshold per year, but if you take a big one, although this probably is not a big conversation, as you're saying, this year, you can spread it out over the next couple of years.
Right. Usually allowed to take $3,000 a year. And then
I'm only
learning
this because you told me this last year, by the way.
Probably.
So, or someone from Mesa did. Yeah.
We did talk about it, I remember.
Yeah. Anything else?
The other one would be flex savings accounts. If you don't have an HSA and you do contribute to a flexible savings account, FSA, they're called. You need to know what your plan says, because in a lot of those, it's a use it or lose it plan, different than the HSA, which you can roll over and invest. A lot of plans, you lose it with the FSA. So if you have dollars you've put aside, set up your medical, dental, vision appointments, whatever you can do now, buy your glasses, anything like that. There's a lot of things that qualify, you know, just over-the-counter stuff at Walgreens, right? So make sure you know what your plan says, but spend down as much as you can.
Yeah, find out.
Otherwise, you lose it.
Find out every ailment you can and have them try to fix it before the 31st if you have an FSA.
Don't lose your dollars that you've put aside, right?
Don't lose your dollars. All right, you gave us a lot to tackle on the checklist. Any last things, or are we ready to wrap this sucker up?
No, I think that was a lot to cover in a quick 15 minutes.
It sure was. That's Before the Ball Drops, your 2025 Financial Reset Checklist. More with Tiffany at Mesiro, MESIROW.com, 1-877-MESIRO, and we'll do another episode. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesiro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesiro at 877-MESIROW.